His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Region 1 has announced that Housatonic Valley Regional High School will shift to remote learning for all students beginning today. This COVID-19 update came through last night at about 8:30. Staff, students, and of course, parents were informed that two students at Housatonic have been in close contact with a family member who is symptomatic and who tested positive for COVID-19. Out of an abundance of caution and to provide time to clean and organize contact tracing, Housatonic will shift to remote learning for all students beginning today. Mr. Sturver and Mr. Sheeby will alert everybody who's been in close contact with the students, and they will follow up with information about student test results when they receive them. Per the established protocol, they'll also be working closely with the Torrington Area Health District and the Region 1 Medical Advisor. Sturver will communicate with Housatonic families with regard to reopening of the school as soon as he has information he needs to make that decision. In the media, a 37-year-old Brooklyn man died on Wednesday after state police said he failed to stop and yield the right-of-way at an intersection stop sign. Christian P. Brink was driving southbound on Route 83, approaching Route 44. He made a left turn, continuing eastbound on 44, struck a sanitation truck. Brink and his passenger transported to Sharon Hospital by Northern Dutchess paramedics. The passenger suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Brink was pronounced dead at the hospital. Police said the crash remains under investigation. In a story out of the Republican American, 30 test sites have been added. Nearly 100 towns and cities are at top alert. Another 30 COVID-19 testing locations have been added statewide to cope with the increasing demand in Connecticut. The announcement yesterday came as the number of towns and cities on the highest alert level more than doubled from 40 municipalities a week earlier to nearly 100, representing 80% of the state's population. In Columbia County, the Columbia County office building was closed yesterday after two employees were placed under quarantine. The two employees were placed under quarantine because of possible direct exposure to people who had tested positive for COVID-19. According to the county's website, the building was closed on Wednesday because of Veterans Day and will reopen sometime today after it's been cleaned and sanitized. The county announced it was closing out of an abundance of caution on social media pages yesterday. In addition to recent outbreaks at Marist College in the town of Poughkeepsie and a rehabilitation center at Fishkill, Dutchess County this week saw two deaths, its second consecutive day with multiple deaths. The number of residents hospitalized with COVID-19 jumped to 23 on Tuesday. The most recent data available on the county's online COVID-19 dashboard, a number that was 10 as of recently as this weekend. 23 represents the county's highest total since there were 26 on June the 8th. Dutchess had 65 new confirmed cases Tuesday. That's the most it had for any single day since May 18th, when it had 158. Massachusetts Governor Baker plans today to announce detailed plans to reopen field hospitals the day after Massachusetts crossed the grim threshold of 10,000 confirmed deaths from the disease, saying the facilities will be reopening in places that will be familiar to people, which could include the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center, the DCU Center of Worcester, University of Massachusetts Lowell, or Joint Base Cape Cod in Bern, all which hosted field hospitals in the spring. Quote, "This is a drill and a process that I think at this point we'll have a fair amount of experience with, and I think in many ways this is not just an issue for Massachusetts, it's a challenge for the rest of the country and frankly most of the Western world." That from Baker yesterday. Along with 2,495 new cases, the Department of Public Health reported that Massachusetts hospitals were operating at 72% occupancy rate for non-intensive care units, beds, and 50% capacity in intensive care. Out of Columbia County Citizens Climate Lobby, Columbia County chapter is announcing the formation of a diversity team, is looking for help in that effort. Bruce Frischkoff, co-chapter leader, points out one important way to strengthen the chapter's work in fighting climate crisis is to make the chapter more diverse, to reflect the population of the county. To make that happen, we need a team of people who will focus on just how to bring about greater diversity in the membership. Eugenia Zuckerman, a novelist, television commentator, and accomplished flautist, noticed her increased incidence of forgetfulness and consulted with her physician, who confirmed a diagnosis of congenitive impairment that would worsen. She then wrote Like Falling Through a Cloud, a lyrical memoir of coping with forgetfulness, confusion, and dreaded diagnosis. Zuckerman will share her story today via Zoom. The talk is being sponsored by Noble Horizons at 7 p.m. Registration at noblehorizons.org for a program program link. And out of Falls Village, Kathleen Kuka attended the meeting of the Board of Selectmen this week, describing her proposal for using space at 107 Main Street. An artist and curator, she would like to lease 440 square feet of the 3,000 square foot space for a retail business that would offer artwork. It would be called Furnace Art on Paper Archive and display artwork. They are planning a spring 2021 opening. The gallery would be on the right side of the building, adjacent to an area that is being renovated into what is called the Village Green Market. That enterprise will feature local products and a place where people can buy certain foods in town. Medicare open enrollment session is happening at Sharon Town Hall with Social Services Director Miriam Jones. It runs from 9 until 3 p.m. Those who want to attend should contact her office at 860-364-1003. The Region 1 Board of Education has a policy subcommittee meeting 11 o'clock. It's on Zoom. That Zoom meeting link is available on the web at the Region 1 website. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You can also find them on Facebook. And Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 29,080.17, the NASDAQ at 11,709.59, and the S&P 500 at 3537.01. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.